You're listening to SBS News.
After weeks of uncertainty trapped in Cambodia, Australian expat Peter Gillard has finally made it home.
Just got to the airport and there is a kangaroo there. I think I'm in the right place.
A charter flight carrying 164 Australians from Phnom Penh arrived in Sydney early this morning. The passengers were escorted one by one onto buses under heavy police guard and taken into hotel quarantine. Damien Shaw was among them.
Two temperature checks, and then they speak to a health official and they ask you how your health is, have you got any symptoms, sore throat, colds, runny nose.
In Melbourne, more than 400 Australians touched down overnight after being rescued from a strict coronavirus lockdown in India. Their repatriation journey was spearheaded by a group of Australians living in New Delhi and the India-Australia Strategic Alliance. The organisation's chairman, Dr. Javinder Singh Virk, says the operation was nothing short of a mission.
It was a very big task, and getting all those people from some people are coming from 1,000 kilometres, 800 kilometres, 600, that was a difficult task.
Traveller Brad Young is among those thankful to be back after two earlier plane tickets he booked were cancelled.
I was in Jodhpur, which is the second largest city in Rajasthan, when the lockdown happened there. And I didn't have a ticket then because they'd both been cancelled. So I realised something was going really badly.
More than 6,000 Australians remain stranded across India. Dr. Virk says he's doing all he can to make sure everyone gets home.
We will not stop until we get each Australian from India to Australia. This is my priority, and I think it will take at least 1 month.
The group has organised two more special charter flights to depart India later this week. Victorian resident Dr. Kapoor Gupta and his elderly father are planning to book seats, but he says he's concerned the Australian High Commission has not endorsed the flight.
I'm not sure if you take an unendorsed flight, if something was to happen, even my life insurance, I don't know. So those things come to your mind as well. So that's why I'm a bit skeptical about taking those flights, but if the government doesn't do anything, then I don't have a choice.
The Department of Foreign Affairs has told SBS where Australians are having difficulty because countries have closed their borders or because airlines have stopped operating. We are consulting with governments, travel companies and the airline industry to help get them home. That includes hundreds of Australians in Peru who today boarded a Qantas repatriation flight in Lima. All returning travellers are being monitored daily for COVID-19 symptoms. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.